Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ground Zero, celebrating Loving the Movement, hosted by Anaya Bass and Reznor Lounge. We celebrate by recognizing the small steps and leaps and bounds of individuals and activist groups who have led us further away from slavery and closer to full freedom from mass incarceration through efforts at justice reform and society at large. We're going to have two guests today. And one of the guests we're going to have is Lonnie Lockhart Bay from last week when we had technical difficulties. And I'm going to continue that conversation. And also going to talk about Black Wall Street.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
Events in relation to that are to create crime prevention and crime reduction through education opportunity and job opportunity. And also, I'd like to let people know that when it comes to the system of mass incarceration, we've hit a dire point where there's massive food shortages in the prisons. There's some serious, substantial problems with medical care. People are dying from medical neglect. Right now, there's no dentist in the Missouri Department of Corrections, in Jefferson City Department of Corrections, or Charleston, because all the dentists quit. And most of the nurses quit because they weren't getting paid. Most of the doctors quit also. And Friday, a man was left to die on the sidewalk because there's no medical staff here. That happened Friday. I haven't seen anything on the news about it, so it makes me question who really does care. I love me. I have faith. And my family loves me. I have friends that love me. I know you have people that you love. I hope that our love and our compassion is enough to get us through these dark times. On a lighter note, so if there's anything that you think can be done, anybody you need, you believe you can contact and blog us. Go to the blog site and give that information so that other people can see that information. Any ideas you have about how we can make things turn around and get it to go further away from this system of mass incarceration, because it's not about rehabilitation. Gone beyond that, I don't even know what to call this, but the food shortage, the medical shortage, the cell, dire circumstance. And with that, I'd like to kind of show over to Anaya Bass to talk about the Black Wall Street celebration and the Black Wall Street event that took place this past Saturday. What was the name of it again?
Black Wall Street 314. Hey, everybody. My name is Anaya Bass. I'm also a co-host for this show. And, so we had Black Wall Street 314 basically right on the intersection between Hamilton and Haudenosaunee on Martin Luther King. And for most people who do not know and is not from St. Louis, that is the section that used to be the historical Wellston Loop. Lots of history about the city of Wellston. And if you've ever been to St. Louis, you've ever seen the Del Mar Loop, well, the Wellston Loop was our business district, similar to the Del Mar Loop. And the way black business districts operate for our community, it generates lots of wealth and generational wealth that we can be able to pass down, that we were supposed to be able to pass down to our families, but unfortunately, those businesses have long been out of business and have long been left disenfranchised, and those resources have been pulled from our community. So what we have done and what we have set up is organizing in the community to restore Black Wall Street, which was that was our piece of Black Wall Street, like in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That part of St. Louis was our Black Wall Street. And our mission is to revive that district to be once again a thriving Black district that and if you don't know, business districts they do not have to share their wealth with the rest of the city like normal businesses. When you pay taxes and stuff like that, those
you
taxes
have 1 minute left.
If it's in a business district in a city, those taxes are supposed to go right back to that city. And a lot of our Black cities do not have thriving business districts anymore. So that's a crucial,
hung up.
That is a crucial instrument or institution. That is a crucial instrument institution that has been stripped from our stuff. And what we do is we hold a festival every year and bring over 150 businesses to the historic Wellston Loop, and we circulate those dollars, and we have so many. Here's Reggie calling back, and now I'm gonna turn it over to Mr. Lonnie. How you doing? Can you introduce yourself?
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Lonnie Lockhart Bay. I'm executive director, Stephanie Hope, a not-for-profit organization.
You may start the conversation now.
Good afternoon to everybody. Excuse the background noise because actually I'm outside. I just came from delivering food to the young people. We do a summer food feeding program to try to help with marginalization because young people, a lot of those parents are relying on school to feed their youngsters.
Yep.
And school is out for the most part. You got a couple of days of summer school left. However, many children are not in summer school, so we try to bridge that gap by making sure that they have something to eat. So that's where the background noise is at. I'm outside. However, I would just like to say that the commemoration event that we put on last week, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Actually, talking about finance, I think is a major contributor to our uprising, for us to be able to rise up above the mere conditions that we have somehow just laid down and wallowed in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like we know what happened during slavery. We know about the black codes.
Yep.
We know about the prison industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
We know about a lot of things. And when you have information about what took place, then it's time to change directions. You don't keep going in the direction.
Mm-hmm.
You don't keep relying on people to do for you what you can do for yourself. And the best way to learn how to do it is to get information. Information is key. And so that's what we continue to do. Actually, Wednesday, I had the opportunity to speak at St. Louis University.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
Although the topic was not necessarily about reentry, it was specific issues that plague us. However, reentry became the topic. And so when this is something that we are also fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
We're fighting to educate people about what incarceration actually is versus what politicians are telling us that it is.
Yeah, one of the things that I'll be looking at is how is it, what is it we can do to work together towards freedom? And we spoke before we were talking, and each one of us can play a role and play a part in it. And put a puzzle piece in to complete the picture of our full freedom, because we ain't achieved full freedom yet. And everybody recognizes that. And we don't have to be divided. And we can all work. I feel like we can all work together. I know we can all work together. I feel like I know we can all work together in each little part that we do. We should point in the direction of achieving that full freedom independently, not depending on the government. Not because when we start depending on somebody, we subjugate ourselves. I believe freedom is the ability to independently manifest your own destiny. And that's what it is that I think we should bear in mind moving forward. When you said you spoke at St. Louis University, y'all having a meeting this Wednesday at St. Louis University.
No, I spoke at St. Louis University Wednesday. This Wednesday that's coming up, I have a meeting with community leaders. And the objective is to come together and see what each individual organization brings to the table and to try to strategize about what's next. And I believe that's extremely important for this reason. A lot of times people want to be in the front seat. Some people, even in the right, they tend to want to be in front when they don't have knowledge, financial stability, except in the front seat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Start to feel like they're being for the people.
You're breaking up, Lonnie.
Ma'am?
You're breaking up a little bit.
I'm breaking up a little bit.
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that it's important to have already dealt with your issues.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, some of us have become wounded healers.
Yep.
We are the ones who say we want to help, but we do more harm than anything because of our ego. And so if this is about the people, then let it be about the people and quit getting in the way. And so I want to bring all of the leaders together and have that conversation about what you bring. What do you bring to the table that's going to be beneficial to the community? Not beneficial to you, but to the community. Because this type of work...
Right.
Ain't no doubt about it. It's definitely.
I might be good with getting money, right? But horrible with managing money. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I might be good at speaking, but horrible at organizing an event for me to speak.
Well, I want something to not be, like, looked over real quick. You, Reggie, you made a great point, and Lonnie, you made a great point. And the way I can, I was just telling somebody this, the way I can put those two points together so it's not overlooked in the confusion of how words have all these different type of connotations and feelings when they're spoken. But the best way to put this is, like you said, right, a picture. You got a picture. My grandmother told me, she said, the first thing you do to solving a puzzle and creating a picture is you put the edges together first. You connect all the edges. You find everybody who got an edge, and you connect them. Once the edges are connected, the middle is going to fill itself. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to start putting a part of the middle together over here in the corner, and then you're going to start putting the something together here in the center. Those two pieces of the middle aren't touching yet, but guess what? They're coming together, and the picture is starting to get clearer and clearer, and the more people who start looking at that picture, it looks good. But for the people who have the edge pieces, they set up the framework. And then now you have a picture. And when you have a picture, after you have a picture, you can start pouring into other people. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. It couldn't have been put no better.
We got to start putting that frame together. Yeah, can't disagree with grandma, man.
Yeah.
But we have another caller on the line. We have another caller on the line. We have Lamont Davis. Lamont, can we hear you?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Cool. Do you want to
hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I can hear you. Everybody can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
we
got you.
Okay. I'm Lamont Davis, serial entrepreneur. I myself, I'm real big on, you know, not only community activism, but creating economics within the community. As a young teen, I actually went to prison for a long time. Went to prison for 13 years. Kadir, I was actually at Potosi with the brother Kadir. Y'all know him as Reggie Clemens.
I say Alhamdulillah.
So we was at Potosi together, and this brother been fighting for a long time, and I wanted to say, bro, man, I'm proud of you, man. This gusto, man. I don't know if you remember my slave name, Lamont Davis, but this gusto, did a lot of studying and different things with a lot of brothers back then, and just took those things I learned in prison and manifested them to reality out here. And I'm just so full, just trying to, eventually elevate, man. We just gotta come together, and I love what your grandmother had told you, Anaya, with putting those edges to, connecting those people that got a specific edge. That's what we supposed to do. And I'm glad that you're doing this podcast. This is a great podcast. So I just want to say I appreciate y'all for having me, and I'm glad I'm able to be on this call right now.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You plugged in with anybody, man, groups or organizations, so cause we got a network. We got to pull our network together. That's what my mama instilled in me, is knowing how to network. It's important to know how to network and build a network and have a network, because you can accomplish more with numbers. There's power in numbers. And if you don't network, then you're going to be disconnected and discombobulated, and that's when you're vulnerable to people who are working with teams and groups, and a team will win every time. So, is there any organizations that you're in communication with?
I was a part of Global 1000, which is Ferguson 1000, but it's a few brothers. We operate individually, not necessarily with the organization for real. I pretty much operate brothers on an individual basis to do everything that we're talking about, but just not in the organizational sense, So, yeah.
I'm saying there's all types of different types of structures. Our primary goal is to try and contribute to that pot and keep something in the kitty so that we have something to grow from in the community chest. We have to be able to pull our resources together so that our efforts will feed one another's efforts, and we'll have something to lean back on. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Lock my back.
Yes, sir.
Brother Lamont that's on the call, right? How can he get in touch with the leadership that you're going to be meeting with on Wednesday?
Well, if where you at, Brother Lamont?
I'm all over. I work every day. Just give me a time so I can fit it in, and God willing, inshallah, I'll be there.
Okay. Well, what I want to do is I want to connect with you and have some conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And bring you into the fray, because these leaders that I'm talking about, these guys are kind of movers and shakers, right? They do what they do, but somehow everybody seems to be on an individual type of platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good for the community.
You know, brother, that's the way that Willie Lynch designed it. You know,
ain't no doubt about it.
We just fall in line with how things were structured for us, you know, a few hundred years ago. So, I mean, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. And, basically, brother, Anaya, when we get off this call, give the brother my contact information. And, let's connect. You know, let's connect, brother. Let's, you know, at least figure out how we're going to get together, because I'm with it, man, 100%. I'm with it 100%. We just got to actually do it. And you had made a good point. You had said something earlier about, you know, people wanting to be in the forefront. And for some reason, man, that always get us, man. It always get us. You know, we can be moving good, but when it comes to who going to get the recognition, man, let's just come together and let's figure some things out, man, because I'm with it 100%.
One of my favorite sayings
is we should be men amongst leaders and leaders amongst men and women. We should be leaders
Let me tell you this, Scotty. I hear a lot of great quotes, right? From a lot of intelligent individuals. But if we cannot make it practical, if it cannot be put into play, then it means nothing. Our mission should be about results, not accolades.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what it's all about. So I hear quotes all day long. I see dudes and they give me quotes and they say, hey, brother, this is a good thing. Check this out. Or they give me books and so forth and so on. And I'm with a lot of brothers that's on the move. I was with we was in Washington, D.C. Me and Stanley Andreese hung out. Dr. Stanley Andreese. He was in Bon Terre. But he's a doctor now. He graduated from Johns Hopkins University. He got his own team. And this is what I'm saying. These brothers are on the move. It's brothers that's on the move that the people are not hearing about.
Right.
He got an organization called From Prison Cells to PhD. And so
we have to recognize ourselves and bring ourselves together. And that's what I come on when I come on as far as manifesting our own destiny independently, being able to manifest our own destiny. And this is one of the steps in that vein. I'm talking about this conversation is one of those steps in that vein. Because there's people listening, there's people that's going to hear this later on down the road and understand that, man, we got to be leaders and lead. When it's our place to lead under those circumstances and fall back when we need to fall back and let somebody else take control of that part, but you know
that leadership is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good. It is not easy.
Mm-mm.
Because you have to take into consideration everybody's personal thoughts and feelings. And so when you lead, the first time you alienate, you create an enemy. And then you're creating the enemy, you also create a middleman.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do then? So it's stages to leadership. It's stages to it. And like I said before, you have to first address your own personal problems so that you don't be the wounded healer. So everybody that's in the fight ain't really in the fight. they do good so that they can feel better about themselves. They should already have felt better about themselves before they got in this fight. So you up against that as well.
Yeah.
So we got a big platform, and we got a lot of ideas, and we got a lot of personalities, and we got a lot of people going through a lot of things that's trying to help other people. But we have to reel it in and make them corners of that puzzle. We got to solidify that with those
yep.
who are solid.
Yep. Yep.
We have to. You know, when I came home, I was faced with a lot of things, right? With a lot of brothers. Hey, brother, listen, I know what you own. This is what it is. Come on, man. We're going to do this. And my thought was, you've been out here for 25 years
doing
the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have four minutes left
on the show. I have 1 minute left on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to sign off a little bit early for y'all to continue. It's been beautiful. I feel the love, the passion, and the strength, and I enjoy that. And it's a beautiful thing. It encourages me to fight on and fight and struggle on. I hope to be a better servant and be able to serve and help during the cause of liberating our people to full freedom and making my contribution to help us heal. God willing.
I see. Assalamu alaikum, Qadir. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace to you, brothers. And thank you. Good night. Thank everybody who.
Thank you, producer. Secure it. Goodbye.
So, Lonnie, since you're our special guest, I'm going to let you take these last 3 minutes and just tie everything back together, man. Let's close us out, man. We got 3 minutes.
Okay, I would just like to say this, that leadership is very important. And we have to learn to come together as a collective, but we also have to start weeding out. There are always, in every place you go, where there's a gathering, there's always turncoats. There's always support. And you're speaking to raise the people, know that you're going to be challenged. This work is difficult. It is very difficult. It may seem like it's easy. It may seem like this is what people want. It ain't what they want because they are stuck in a slave mentality. So now you're fighting against many real opposition who created the black codes and all of these things, the system that has brought about marginalization. And you're also now fighting the mentality of Sambo. And this is important to know that there are amongst you those who don't care if things get better. And you are literally reaching your hand out to try to help them up. So be worried that you're going to be slandered. It's going to be backbiting. It's going to be all of that in the field of doing the work for the people. But don't be discouraged because time going to tell the tale. And it's one thing that we don't have control over as humans, and that's everything and everybody. But we do have control over ourselves. So it's time to get disciplined, it's time to stay focused, and it's time to strategize and get some things put into action so that the people who are actually suffering, who want the change, they can reap the benefit.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. This is Ground Zero with Reginald Clements and Anaya Betts. Our topic today was Black Economics, Black Wall Street, just Black financial freedom and freedom, period, y'all, and leadership. We had Lonnie Lockhart Bate and Lamont Davis on the call today. Loved hearing from you guys. And, thank you. And our next show, hope to have you guys on again. And our next show will be Monday at 1:30 Central Time. Thank you.
Hey, are we cutting out?
No, we good.
I was gonna say, now let the people know the first 100% black owned music streaming service for the launch really soon. Be on the lookout for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got a black owned music streaming service, never been seen before. People, tune in. We'll have more information on that. Hopefully we can get Lamont back on and we can actually make that a segment and talk about the entertainment industry, y'all. That's a real key right there. So, yeah, peace out, y'all. Very soon.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace.